finger jousting. Yes, that's what we're going to talk about today.
Mario is so angry that
it's a sport we have stumbled upon. Remember, that was a thing that we used to do.
Finger joust?
We learned sports. So we had people come on. We had an Olympic medalist. We had an Olympic medalist.
Why is he laughing at me again?
What was that for?
What?
That sport that we did. Curling.
Curling.
Oh, we learned curling.
Fantastic.
No, but we also learned table tennis.
Table tennis.
Really?
The guy who
was
talking.
That was an awkward interview.
Him? What's that?
I mean, I assume he was speaking.
Well, no, what Jorge, his name was.
Jorge?
What was his accent?
Jorge? It was some type of European Russian.
But that was an uncomfortable interview because Jeff kept on poking fun at
him. In fact,
we could
have a link to that in the show today. Can you hook that up?
Maybe we'll put it in for the break. We'll have the interview with
Jorge.
Yeah, I forgot his last name.
It was somewhat uncomfortable. He was talking about the robbers, I remember.
The what?
He kept on talking about robbers.
Robbers?
Robbers.
Like cops and robbers?
Like, it was very important, the rubber that they used on their paddles.
It fit.
So, it fit snug and hard or something like that. I don't know. But we'll play that for the listeners.
That's a little disturbing.
But this is a sport that we're going to learn here today. Mario and Kolsky, they have studied it vigilantly.
Mario hasn't studied it.
I found it.
He's found it.
He found it. I studied.
Okay, well, tell me. Learn this sport.
My favorite part, fingerjoust.com, my favorite part would be the racial equality image that is the logo of finger jousting, which is a black hand and a white hand, like, clasping together with fingers outstretched.
In the
full joust position, if
and
you will.
If you look closely, you'll see that the point of the black hand is closer to the white person.
So what are you trying to say, Mara? They're trying
to
do a gang sign or something?
Cut off?
You're saying the black man is winning.
Mm-hmm. Enough with your black man talk. What is with this sport? All I'm thinking is finger jousting is you're going and you're poking and running poking.
I think
each
you're
other.
Being racist. I'm not sure why, but I think you are.
All
right. Finger jousting is a sport where two consenting players, and that's important because you never want to finger joust with somebody that does not consent. Consenting players square off in an attempt to prod their opponent with their lancing. That's the right index finger. Yeah. Before the opposing player can do the same to them. The competitors must keep their right hands locked in an arm wrestling fashion and not use their legs or latent arm, that's the left arm, in an offensive manner.
Wait, what do you mean in a...
You know,
in offensive or offensive?
It's the same word.
Oh, okay. So which one do you mean?
Offensive. The competitors are known as jousters, and the act of touching the other person's body with the index finger is known as lancing. A player can lance anywhere except the lancing arm. No lancing on the lancing arm.
So you can't... That doesn't even seem possible to lance the lancing arm.
Sure you could.
How do you... So you just... Oh, you just move your finger and touch the arm instead of the body.
Exactly. That would be too easy.
So you're trying to... Can you hit the head?
But this is important. There are two different yet related forms of finger jousting. One is quick play and the other is point play. Quick play is typically used for leisurely matches and when time is short. Point play is used mostly in tournaments and practices for tournaments. There's also four quadrants of finger jousting, which are the important elements that form the basic skills. They're formally referred to as the quadrants, and they are quickness, strength, technique, and tradition.
Well, I want to do this. Can we do this?
Tradition?
I want to land. I want to
tradition is sometimes described synonymously with practice.
Yeah.
We know I have to know the rules first.
I think I gave you the rules.
You gave the rules.
I forgot.
Were
them.
You listening?
There's also
past
a code
minutes?
Of conduct. That includes respect, decorum, indisturbance, and manicure.
Oh, etiquette, huh? Manicure.
Yes, taking care of your fingernails is a sign of respect for your opponent and shows an interest in maintaining a healthy body.
Sharp nails. Just
the diagrams below may be
them.
Clicked on to show larger. They have diagrams of how long your nails should be.
Mario's fingers, I don't know. I don't know if I want to
okay,
go up
so,
against
so
his
so
fingers.
Here's some more rules for
it's
Mario.
Like alien fingers.
To begin a game, you need two opponents and a reason for the duel, such as spoils or honor. So
spoils. What spoils mean?
You know, to the victor go the spoils.
So I get to win something?
Well,
no, you must have a problem with me. That's what he's saying.
Or honor. Honor is the other. You know, like you could slap
vengeance.
Him in the face with a glove.
How about
I challenge you to a finger joust.
Don't like your shoes.
Uh oh. He's putting his shoes on the table.
Now, this is he was making fun of him last week, but aren't these kind of in style?
I don't want to be a style expert. And no, absolutely not.
Yes.
Once the match okay, hold on. Oh, wait, this is good.
Kowalski.
Once the players are ready to begin, they face each other.
I know you liberals have no sense of style, but...
Wait, you execute a gesture of good disposition. This may include, but is not limited to, handshakes, bows, head nods, or man hugs.
Man hugs?
That's correct.
Did they actually say man hugs?
It says man hugs. Then the jousters grasp their opponent's right hand with their right hand.
Okay.
Similar to if they were about to arm wrestle. The match begins once the index finger of each person's right hand has been extended or when a mediator gives the signal.
Mario, I am going to hurt you.
Uh-oh.
Here we go.
Are we really going to
do
this?
Do we have
this?
Enough? Yeah, I'm going to do it.
Once the match begins, the jousters
Mario's
are not
trying to carry all his electrical equipment with him.
If a separation occurs, the person whose fault it is gets a warning. If it happens again, in quick play, you receive another warning. In match point play, you lose a point. For the third offense.
Okay, here we are.
It's an automatic disqualification.
We're keeping our microphones with us.
You guys are crazy. You're standing behind
here
me.
We go.
I'm going to have to read.
We're standing behind the person who's supposed to be describing this. Okay, here we go. Now we can't move our feet, right?
Yeah. You're not allowed to use your feet. Now, I don't know about moving your feet here. We're still getting to that part.
Hold on.
Where were we? All right, so we're going to do some quick play.
Quick play. That's
which means any legal spot on the body counts as 1 point.
If somebody were to walk in on this,
you can play to any odd Kolsky's number.
Kolsky's bending over trying to read. Me and Mari are standing with mics.
This is a little
ridiculous.
I gotta
touch you. God, I can't touch you.
You guys have to like hold
this
hands.
Is really
it's
weird.
Very difficult for me.
But hold what hands. About the feet? Can we move our feet at all?
Yeah. Okay. It doesn't say you can't.
No. Doesn't say you can't.
Now hold on. Now.
Oh man! In point play, different parts of the body count for different amounts of points.
Do they play this in a ring? Because
I'm
right
make
now,
him hit himself in the nuts.
I'm right next to a cabinet, so he has the advantage in terms of positioning now. Because
you guys need to move over into the like middle of the room.
Center,
I think.
Yeah.
And I guess you can
yeah,
hold
that's
your
what
mics
we want to do,
as
be fair.
You do this.
I only have 150 pound advantage.
It's God. Like watching.
You feel so. Your hand is disgusting.
It's like.
Advantage is me.
This is David and Goliath, folks.
I
this
have
is,
soft
is,
skin. You got
Andre the Giant
alligator.
Against.
I don't even know what that is.
Jeez, I don't even know what Mario is. He's not big
all
right, enough.
So
to be.
Wait. Now we got
Mario. How tall are you?
I might lose this. You feel weird.
Don't ever say that on the show again.
Give me your hand.
Let's
need,
never. Let's make
we
a
need
pact.
Gloves.
Never to say to each other, "You feel weird."
No, you know what we need? We need those like 80s gloves that are like leather gloves, and the fingers are cut out. So,
yeah, I think you guys need to just start jousting here. Mario seems to have a slight advantage, although it seems like Jeff is toying with him. Mario's taking lances at the body, but Jeff is strongly deflecting and holding fast. Mario's simply not strong enough to compete. He's using every ounce of his strength just to wiggle Jeff's arm around, but he has no actual shot.
No, you didn't.
I believe that was a touch of the shirt, which does not count.
This is weird.
You need to lance the body, Mario. And now there's been a separation. Whose fault was the separation? Is
once
what we need
you lock
to,
your arm straight,
I won.
There is
how
no.
How did you win?
What?
You have to lance. You're not just supposed to brush his shirt, Mario. You have to lance him.
This is tiring because I can't hold him up.
You have to lance him.
You know what it is, though?
What?
It seems like there's part of the rule that we're missing.
What?
Because he's locking his arm and then pushing forward.
You have to figure out a way to break his arm.
With my
without,
knee?
No, that's
without,
not nice.
Not physically break it, but break your like, you know, at the elbow, you know.
Oh.
Come on.
So there's no breaking of the arm.
No
yet.
Literal break.
So my arm is safe.
I hope so. That's really Jeff's territory.
I'm giggling.
Can we go?
It's really working.
You can go. Oh, Mario tries the sneak attack.
Wait,
it does not work.
Arms up.
Whoa.
We need something that holds our hands together, though. Because
I think we should stop this before
yes.
someone gets hurt.
That was fun. You did not win.
I don't think you won.
You didn't touch me.
The shirt.
You didn't touch the shirt. You have a
just
because your
shirt.
What? You mine's more baggy.
You have a tight shirt
Listen,
on.
The judge ruled he touched the shirt.
That's ow.
Okay.
You
what
see
do you
now
know about,
listen,
judging,
okay.
about judging
a
our jousting.
Here. There are some things that we need to never do again on this show. One is stand up for any reason
or touch each other because that was
yeah.
Really
the
weird.
Second is touch each other, and the third is as I mentioned before. use the phrase, you feel weird.
The problem with that game is that you want...
because really, what does that
head,
mean?
In your head, you're like thinking, I need to just poke him. So you want to let go of your hand just so I can poke you. Which you were doing the same thing.
No, I wasn't.
We weren't even holding each other's hands.
Yeah, the
yes,
hands
we were.
The hands were slipping there. There was some slippage of the hands.
A lot of slippage. You had my thumb. That was
I
it.
Got close to you, though. Right? Did I got close.
I just want to paint the picture for the people out in radio. These are two flush, tired gentlemen that I'm looking at here.
I got closer. You know? I got closer to him than he did to me,
finger
though.
Finger jousting
right?
is no joke.
Kolsky answered.
You were closer,
got...
yes, but to be fair, you
no,
were like
in
constantly
the end...
on the offensive, and Jeff was sort of just holding you at bay, like
giggling.
It kind of looked like yeah, giggling. You know when like a little kid goes after it and you put your hand on their head and they're swinging under your hand.
There was a
like
lot
that.
Of that going on.
Mario, it's giving
you
me
were
a look
under
of
my crotch
death.
Area for a while there. Okay.
Mario's
okay,
gonna
well,
sit
if,
out
if,
the rest of the
if you had if you had to like do like a boxing and do give like a 10-9 to someone, or because there was no knockout.
No
there,
points.
Right?
You didn't hit me. You didn't hit me. So how do you get any points?
But it's like when you see two boxers go together, you always give the point to the aggressor. Yes?
But it wasn't point
yes,
play,
yes.
It was quick play.
We did quick play there?
Yeah, that was quick play.